Rabbi Yossi Cohen.
Throughout the yearly cycle, we associate different Yomim Tovim with numbers. For example, Pesach, the four Kosas, four Bonim, Mosnoch, four Kashas, four, the number four. Sukkos, what the number four? Dalet Minim. Four walls for the sukkah. Again, the number four. Which number would you associate Shavuos with? Shtei Alechem. So you would say Shtei Luchais. Shtei Luchais, Shtei Alechem, number two. Echazal Shtei Nishtazai. The Gemara Shavuos Peiches says like this. Torah Shahu Glilo. He came from the Golil, from the north of Israel. A leader of Chista, and he said, Berich Rachmona, benching Hashem, the Yohav, he gave, Urion Tlisoi, a Torah made of three, Torah, Nevi'im, Iksuvim, Le'am Tlisoi, Koinim, Nevi'im, Israelim, a threesome nation, Aledei Tlisoi, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, Aaron, Miriam, Moshe, Be'yoim Tlisoi, on the third day of Prisha, but they were Purim 3 days. But Yarchet Lisoi on the third month of the year, Nisan Iyar Sivan. That's what the Gemara says. We've got five threes. The Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon brings a Medrash who adds more threes. That's five. More, he adds more threes to the list, many more. That's right. The Torah is called MS. MS Kneva Al Timkor. MS is three letters. MS stands for Torah. Chesam Shachalish Baruch MS. Gimel Ovois, Klal Yisrael, read back to the Shleisha Ovois. The Mizrecha to the Torah, B'schosh to Shleisha Ovois. Moshe, Noisin HaTorah, his name is Three Oisius, and he came from Levi, who is Three Oisius, and who was the third Shevet. This is all the Medrash says, the third Shevet, Moshe, Levi. And Vatispaneu Shleisha Yerochim, for 3 months he was hidden. The Torah Shabal Peh is Talmud, Halochas, and Agodos, three. And somehow Tefillah comes in as well. Erev, Avoyke, Betarayim, Shachos, Mencha, Marev, Vaita, three. Kodosh, 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 three times. And everything three, 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 so many times. So it seems to me the number three has a special importance. What's the chashivas of the number three specifically when it comes to Shavuos? So in the Sefer Tiyuna Torah is Masbazoi. One stands for creation. Yesh Me'ayin. Number one, a unit on its own. First unit. Two is the contrast, combination. You combine one and two. You've got two things together. From there, when you have number three is building. When you have two bricks next to another, that's not a building. One brick zichanot. When you put a third one on top of the two, then you're building. Then you're extending, then you're in your building. When you have Ish ve'Isha, one and two, when they come together and they have a child, that's already the extension, that's the binyan, that's the hemshach. Number three stands for growth and hemshach. And the Klal Yisrael and the Kabbalah Torah, there as well, Vayikach Chaloisa, Chazal say, like a Choson and a Kala. So in Klal Yisrael and the Torah united, that union of Choson and Kala was there to create growth. The Kiyum Olam, the hemshach Olam, everything that went on from there was all because of the Torah, Kabbalah, the Torah of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Veisnach, Chazal Zongdach, Yoim HaShishi, Tanai Yis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Maisa Bereshis, if not for Klal Yisrael, the Kabbalah, the Torah, Achas HaEinu, Torah, Yavoyu, all comes to an end, it's all over. The whole Kima Olam is Toluy. So, Binyan, Hemshach, creation, growth, all that, number three symbolizes. And that's why Shavuos is number three. Because that's what Torah gave to the world. The Hemshach Olam. And every Yid in his own life, his growth, his kiyum, mishtaiging only comes to the Torah. And the whole chiyus of the Olam is all through Torah. That's why it's the number three. The Ksugi Mesachim talks about the fact that Zugois are mazik. Yeah? The whole sugya. If you have twos, are mazik. Why are mazik? Because the mazikim, the shadim, the mazikim, they want to keep things at two to prevent growth. They want to kill things, stop things in the growth. Make sure things do not have any continuation. When you have three, then you're breaking out of that cycle and you're entering to massive growth. That's why three is good and two is alamol. That's mazikim. There's a whole sugya there of zugais. Zugais kefal hamofet muzei makbetan of zugais. Because that you see from the Gemara, that's the inyan of the koyach of three, which helps things grow. Three things is a chazaka. Chazaka comes with three. That establishes something. That makes gives it strength, which two don't have. That's the mile of three. So I want to talk about another three. Three points that we can take with us, the message, limud. If we think back about Mamad Har Sinai, Rabbi Yisrael, we were all there, Mamad Har Sinai. Everybody of us, all of us here were at Mamad Har Sinai. We might not remember it, although I think it was the Divrei Chaim, one of the great rabbis, he said once to someone, Avada, I remember Mamad Har Sinai. I can even tell you the person I was standing next to, right, Avram? I even remember the person I was standing next to at Mamad Har Sinai. Ad Kadei Kach, it was so crystal clear. Because they had the far-sighted vision and they had a good memory. We're somehow a bit short on that. But we know we're Mamad Mabun HaShleim Avada Har Sinai. So if we cast our minds back to Mamad Har Sinai, we should be able to remember something a bit, something. Let's remember those 3 points, which will help us come away from this Mamad Har Sinai with a new, refreshing attitude and a bit rejuvenated. Chazal tell us like this. Now we're thinking back and we're closing our eyes and remembering what happened there. So in Chazal, at that time, Tzipor lo tzovach. No sparrow chirped. Oif lo porach. No birds flew. Oifanim lo ofu. The malachim stood absolutely still. Hayom lo nizdazea. The sea didn't move. Shor lo gor. No animal mood. No cow mood. No sheep bleated. Nothing. Habriyos le dibru. No one in the world spoke at that moment. El ha'oilam shoysek umacharish. The welt is geschwieg and the whole world fell silent. V'yotza ha'koilam noich hashem elikechum. The whole world stopped. Shmocha switched off the world, Kav Yochel. Everything stopped. No movement, no sound. Now this happened once again in the Bria another time. The same thing, another time in the Bria. And that was Behar HaKarmel. When Eliyahu made the contest with Nevi'ah HaBaal to prove the mitzvahs of Hashem against all those Nevi'im, 400 Nevi'im. One man on his own, Eliyahu Novi, against the whole world. So there as well, the Pasuk says, when they were trying their utmost the whole day long, they were crying and shouting. So the Pasuk says, Ein koil, ve'ein oina, ve'ein koshev. You couldn't hear a sound. And Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure there wasn't a sound in the world. Because if one cock would have crowed, then they would have said, oh, that's him, that's Baal. That's Baal, he answered us. And therefore, there wasn't a sound heard in the world. But that was the reason. There we understand why. The reason is because they shouldn't be able to have any claim that there was some sound which was heard, which was the Baal answering them. I mean, there wasn't a sound heard. No one spoke on it. Till Eliyahu brought the Eshtam in Hashemayim. And he proved it. Hashem Olekim, Hashem Olekim. Very nice. But Har Sinai, what was that necessary? What was the inyan and the point and the focus of that? But Har Sinai, everything had to stop. No one could say anything. So it sounds a bit like this is Poshut Al Sechvoit Shomayim, as Rabbeinu Shalom, Peshua Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Godless, Al Kvoit. But there must be more to it than that. If Chazal tell us this Medrash and record it for posterity, there must be a reason, a good understanding of what's shot in this. So in the Sefer Yivak Shetorah explains it like this. He brings a different Chazal. Chazal say, so right at the beginning of Sefer Bereishis and Medrash Rabbah, so I'll say that, Om Rabbe Lozo, Esrim Veshisha Toiros, for 26 generations, Aleph, the letter Aleph, Kore Tagol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was complaining before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was the complaint? 26 generations are those 26 Torahs from the beginning of Bris Olam till the year 2448. when the Torah was given. That's 26 generations. And whether every year or every generation, along came the Aleph, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Aleph, the Ois, is not just letters like ABC, Lahavdil. Ois is Nivra Behem Shemaim Va'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with the Aleph, but it's a Bria, the Aleph, came in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ichob HaTayna. I've got a complaint. What's the complaint? I'm the first letter of the Aleph base. Yeah, with me, you created the world. And yet, the Torah begins with a base. Hey, Tochen, it's not fair. Why'd you leave me out? Bereshis. Bereshis, the Torah begins with Bereshis. Why should I be left out? Is it fair? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, don't worry. I'm going to pacify you. I'm going to give you something in return. And what's that? Seres HaDibros. Seres HaDibros. Onoichi Hashem Elokecha. Onoichi Hashem Elokecha is going to be with you. That would be your, instead of your base, at the beginning of the Torah, you've got Aleph there. Right, what's going on here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, okay, you know you're upset about something. Aleph's upset. Therefore, I'm going to give you there a base. You're going to have your chance there. There must be more to it than that. The deeper meaning is that when the world was created, Avada was an olam nifla ma'od, a phenomenal word, magnificent world, everything it has in it, fantastic. But the world was incomplete. It couldn't have stayed like that, couldn't have lasted, couldn't have existed like that, b'chlal. It had to have Torah. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show the Aleph, you come along and say, wow, such a beautiful world, Kilo, this is it. Why aren't I the one here to have the opening words, Kilo, when it comes to the Bria Seila? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought differently and said, no, there's something much more important, much more significant about to happen. And that is the Maimod of Kabbalah Satayra. And that is where the Aleph comes in. Because we know the cloud. Aleph comes before base. When a person has a list of priorities, he said, Aleph, huh? And base. Number one and number two. Aleph stands for number one. Beis stands for number two. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to show that the Aleph of everything is Torah. Everything in the world is fantastic and gewaltig, and we need it all. That's all Beis. When it comes to priorities, you have to prioritize. And you have to know that Torah is Aleph. And in any shaila, and in any challenge, and any question a person has about his life, in any area of his life, the first thing he has to consider is, what's the Torah viewpoint? What's Vilda Torah? What's Halda Torah? What's the most important thing that the Torah would guide me? Then there's other cheshbonos. It can be nagia to everything in a person's life. It can be to chinuch. It can be to shidduchim. It can be to panosim, where you live. Everything. So many questions crop up always. So people take into account different things. There's the financial aspect. There's the emotional aspect. There's this aspect. All the different things which you weigh up. But we have to know the Aleph is Torah. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to show them. Primary importance is the Aleph is Torah. And therefore, Dafka, putting the Aleph there, not because you're second, Fakert, and showing you that the keynote speech is what comes to his Kabbalah Sotayah, is the Anoich HaShem Alekech. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that that is the Cheshivas, that's anything else is secondary importance. Vada, very nice, becomes second. That's why I said, I need to keep the Aleph for Anoichi, for Kabbalah Sotayah. That's the message of the Aleph base. Lichtam, Baruch Hu saying to the Aleph, okay, we'll find you a place somewhere. No, no, no. I need you, Dafka, there to show that's the Aleph. That's the most important thing in the Bria, Aleph base. Now, Meili said the same thing here as well. Imagine if the world would have continued as normal, and in the morning of the seven, everyone would have woken up, well, and all the animals, all the people speaking, business as usual, and Baruch Hu said, and I'm giving the Torah today, very special occasion, Torah as well. Then it would have been very nice, Torah as well. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that when it comes to Kabbalah and Torah, there's only one thing on the stage. Everything else takes a backstage. Nothing else is important. The whole world switches off. When the whole world switches off, in the Pshat is, there's only one thing which counts now, and that is Torah. Because there is nothing which can match Torah and be as equal. Had the world gone on as usual, then he would have said, yes, everything's carrying on. There's people and there's animals and there's food and there's music. Blah, 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 blah. The ganze Welt gets weiter. And the Torah as well. Very nice. Nice addition. It's a nice addition to the world. Yeah? Add something. Chas v'sholem. Everything else had to switch off. Because nothing else comes as important as Torah. That's the message. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us this. On the Yoim Mayim Bat Har Sinai. Nothing else comes. Can be compared. That's the first point. To understand the primary chashivas of Torah, and the fact that today, the day of Shavuos and the Yom Kabbalah of Torah, is the day when only, the only thing we have to reckon with always, first, is Torah. Second thing, so let's remember, we witnessed that. That's something which we witnessed and felt and experienced, the fact that everything fell silent. We saw it, we felt it, and that's the message we have to take out from it. The second inyan, which we see from Kabbalah Satorah, is the fact that Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chof Tes, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, ki chasover bayom tovoy, the Mahar Tovar, which is the mountain of Eretz Yisrael, came across the Yam to get to Eretz Yisrael to be worthy of Kabbalah Satorah. And the Mount Carmel, Har Carmel, also came from somewhere else, came to Eretz Yisrael. Now we all know that Har Sinai was Zeichel Kabbalah Satorah, and the others weren't. Why not? So everyone knows the song from kindergarten, because they came along and said, the Torah should be given on me, and they were Bali Gaiva. And Har Sinai was Anivus, and from there we learned Anivus, the Vichtik Anivus, the Chashivus, Anivus, the Kabbalah Satorah. Humility. They were Bali Gaiva. What we don't know is, as I'll tell us, the schar that Tovar and Carmel got. So Chazal say, this famous Mahama Chazal, we know that the Osid Lovoi, all Batu Knesiyas and all Batu Midrashos are going to be established in Eretz Yisrael, wherever they are in the world. We learn that from Carmel and Tovar. Har Carmel and Har Tovar were mountains outside Eretz Yisrael. Never heard of mountains moving, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can move mountains. But these mountains came. They came from across the, from abroad. They came and they moved because they wanted Torah to be given on them. And they had a shtoikakos, a desire Torah to be given on them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, sorry. They came along and said, why? Besides, ich min har tovar, ich min har kamel. Your apostle, Bali Gaiva, your apostle. They weren't accepted. And they left, bevoishes ponim. Busha, yeah? They must have been embarrassed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned them away. They came all the way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry, you'll get your scha. And the scha was that because of that, they were nikva in Eretz Yisrael. Scha number one. They had the place, they were given the place in Eretz Yisrael, chosh of a place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say, go back to where you came from. You're not worthy for this. They stayed in Eretz Yisrael. And from there we learn, why? Because they came to have a schos and nimud ha-Torah. Mamish, the lashon of Gemara is Megillah Daf Chof Tes. They came, lilmoy Torah, says lilmoy, they came to learn. They didn't come to learn bechlal. They can't learn, a mountain can't learn. But they came to have a chelek. They should be royal, the Torah should be given on them. That should be their schos. Shmorcha said, right, you're staying here. That's one machazal. And then there's Rashi and Shoftim. Rashi and Shoftim and the posuk. Shimon Molochim, Azinu Roiznim, Anoichi Lashem, Anoichi Ashira, Azame Lashem Alekei Yisrael. The words of Shiras Devoira in Shoftim. So Rashi asked the Kasha, why does it say twice, Anoichi Lashem, Anoichi Ashira? That's the notion of the posuk. Anoichi, say it once, Anoichi Lashem Ashira. Why did Devoira and the Via chaz over the Lashon Anoichi twice? Says Rashi, Shomati Medrash Agoda. I heard the Medrash. Lo yikipecha Kodesh Baruch Hu Schar Tovar V'Karmel. Kodesh Baruch Hu did not want to deny or hold back the Schar of these two mountains. Shebolu Matan Torah. They came, Losis Aleim Asa Torah. V'chozru B'voishes Ponim. They were embarrassed. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, sorry, I don't need you. You're not a roi l'kach. They're Bale Gaiva. Amalem HaKodesh Baruch Hu Soif Shani Parei Lechem Kiflaim. I'm going to pay you back double. Where's double? The Sinai says, Onoichi Hashem Elokecha once, Onoichi. Obetovar, I'm going to say twice, Onoichi Lashem, Onoichi Ashira. The Nevuah of Onoichi was the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed the Chashivas of Tovar even doubled more than Har Sinai. In Sinai it says, Onoichi Hashem Elokecha. In Har HaKarmel said twice, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. So the schar of what? Of coming along to want to have a desire to be a chelek of Kabbalah Satorah. They didn't succeed. So imagine a person comes along and he comes to a shir and he sits by a shir and garnish. I came to learn and it didn't work. So he's going to think to himself, what a waste of time. I'm not going to come again. Chas v'sholem. Here you see, Har HaTov and Har HaKarmel made a huge effort. They picked themselves up from somewhere in who knows where in the world and they came to have a chel in Kabbalah Satorah and they said, no, you're no good. You're possible. We don't need you. But by the schar, we wanted you to come, they have a desire to come, that they got this schar. The schar they were nikvah in Eretz Yisrael. The schar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid them back for twice on Oichi, a double loshen, which was said in Har Sinai, that was the schar. And at the end of it all, Chazal say, the Dash and the Posuk, in Yeshaya, I think, the Posuk says, that Le'osid Lovoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make build the Beis HaMikdash Al HaHorim. This is Al HaHorim on three mountains. On Sinai, Carmel, and Tabor. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be built on those three. It doesn't say Har Moriah. That they're going to actually be a chelik. They're going to be the Yisoid of the Beis HaMikdash. All because what? All because they showed the desire to want to do it. So the person is mistaking. He wants, he's got a cheshet to learn Torah, and he wants to, even if he doesn't manage Bechlau, it's a gate amnish. But the fact that he was mistaken, for that would be a wonderful schar. So we must never shirk from making an effort, from trying. It's late at night, I can't be bothered now to learn. Should I go along to the shir? Should I not go along to the shir? Anyway, I'm not going to understand. I'm only going to be tired. Go, make your effort. Going for showing the desire to Gishbach Hotzot, gewaltige schar. And this we see from Har Torah and Carmel. Well, not only they made the effort, but actually they weren't roilukach. It's amazing. Mitzadach and Mishpoch puzzled them. No, you're Baal Gaiva. Oh, but the same Baal Gaiva, he tried, he wanted to. And for that, he got a scha. So even if we can find fault in ourselves for whatever reason, and I'm not Roy, and I don't deserve it, say that. If you try, you'll be mistaken. The fact that you wanted to, that gives you a gewaldige schus for scha. And when we do make the effort, and we are mistaken, if we make the effort really, mamish solely for the purpose of being matzliach, and we're absolutely focused on the fact that I need to succeed, we will succeed. Then for sure. The Mordechai arrived from Bama Chazal. The Mordechai tells us a famous story with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva married the daughter of Kalba Savua. And the Kalba Savua was very upset, and he made the Neda. Made the Neda, you can't have any of my Nechosim. He was a very wealthy man, one of the three most wealthy people in Israel, and he made the Neda, nothing. He banned him from all the Nechosim. Neda is a Neda. Rabbi Akiva was desperately poor, as we know. He'd gone, he didn't have anything, and they lived somewhere in some shed somewhere, in some straw, him and his wife. And then Rabbi Akiva went to learn. Akiva came back, 24,000 Talmidim. Kalba Savua goes to him, and he finds out who he is, so he says, "No. I want to be matter the Neda. I want to be matter the Neda. Now, Chabachoshiva Eidem, Rabbi Akiva is my Eidem, 24,000 of Eidem, grocery Rosh Shiva. He wanted to give him. Oh, you made the Neda. How's he going to get around the fact? He made the Neda. So he wants to be matter the Neda. So Rabbi Akiva said, Adaita the Gavra Rabba Mina Darto? When you made your Neda, had you known that Rabbi Akiva is going to become the great Tana, would you have made the Neda? Yeah, of course I wouldn't have made the Neda. Of course I wouldn't have. I made the Neda's bottle. There's Charota, there's a Pesach Charota. You can have regret in such a case, you can undo the neder. That's what the Gemara says. Tosfos asks the Kasha, the din is that you can't be poseach the noilet, which means you can only make a charota of something which existed at the time. Let's say he made the neder, he's not giving sense of money, and then he finds out that person was really a Talmud Chacham. Fine, had I known he was a Talmud Chacham, I wouldn't have made the neder. But to say something which has not yet happened, noilet is going to happen, you can't make a Pesach charota for that. So you can't say, had I known this was going to happen. It's no good, because at the time, according to the facts as they were, it was a perfectly good neder. That's not going to work. So Frick Toys says, how can you be matter the neder? And the Kiva is matter the neder. It's the neder. It's the Raisa. How can you be matter it? So Frick Toys says, the Kasha. So his answer is not called Noilat. Why is it not called Noilat? Because, says Toys, Kivin Shaholach Lebei Rav, he's going now to Yeshiva to learn. Derechu, it's normal. A person is going to learn, he is going to become an Adam Gadol. And at the time he was going to learn. If he's going to learn, he might be a Groysa Amoritz. Rabbi Akiva was a Groysa Amoritz. He couldn't read Aleph Beis. He had to go to Cheder with the kids to learn. Nusni, he was an Amoritz with all the credentials. He had the Sinas Tamid Chachomim. He had his Milas, but at the time he was an Amoritz. Oh, but he's going to learn? If he's going to learn, then he's bound to become a Talmud Chacham. So he'll ask me a question, but many people go and learn. Many people go and learn throughout their lives, and they don't become that Adam Gadol. And here we see Rabbi Akiva, who couldn't read, and he was the lowest, a 40-year-old Amoretz, and after became, he's bound to become Adam Gadol. The Torah says, if a person is focused, and he has the shteikus of the desire, I am now going to learn, and I'm going to understand, and I'm trying my best, he's bound to become Adam Gadol. And therefore, Tosfos says that itself is a reason to call. It's not called noilat. It's not called something future. It's present. It's guaranteed now. Why is it? If so, when we sit and learn, we don't become the Adam Gadol. That's because we're doing this and this and this and that as well, and all other cheshbonos which you add on. And we're also learning. When you're also learning, That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about Rabbi Akiva was focused. He had one desire in his life. I am going to become a Talmud Chacham. When you have that desire, then you're bound to succeed. That's what Tosis is telling us to say. That's what the Ishtekikos of a person who has desire limit that Torah. A person who comes to us, you say that I'm not learning yet, but I'm going to, and I'm going to put my heart and soul into it, and I'm going to achieve, and I'm going to grow, and I'm going to become, then you're guaranteed to become Adam Godel. It just depends on the quality and the intensity of the Kabbalah. And that's what Kabbalah Be'emes, that's what Kabbalah Torah is all about. You have to remember, Shavuot is called Matan Torah Seinu, but it's from the Kesboch's side. From our side, that's to be a Kabbalah Torah. There's two sides to the coin here. Kesboch is giving. If we are ready to be Mekabel, then we'll get it. What does our Kabbalah entail? Our Kabbalah entails a commitment, a powerful, strong commitment, and we're again yet, we're going to put all our Kochas in to be Zeuchah to be Mekabel Torah. And then we're guaranteed. That's what we learn here from Tover. That's the second thing which we see here in Kona. So we were there. And we know that Har Tover and Har Kama came along. We know them. And we know they were turned away and was given on Sinai. And we know about the very important limud of Anivus there. True. And Chas V'Shalom Gaiva, Kesboch Kan San Gaiva. But at the same time, we ought to learn the schar of the Ishtoikah because of the desire of these mountains. And Kesboch paid them. Paid them throughout history and will pay them. And they'll be Zerichot and Chazal the Torah that the Mikdash HaShlishi will be built on them. Why? Because they had this desire to come along. That's what we learn from here, the chashivas of the Ishtoikikos Vatorah. And thirdly, and perhaps most importantly, the other thing which we saw and felt at Maimat Har Sinai when we were there, obviously we were all part of it, and we felt the Vayichan Sham Yisrael Keneged Ha Keish Echad Belev Echad. Can you imagine feeling the achdus of every single Yid? How he was dressed, what language he spoke, where he came from, which surely davened in. It was Vayichan Shal Bishol Keneged Ha'as, when a gewaldige achdus of Mamish Ge'ish Echad B'Leiv Echad. We felt it and we experienced it. Together with that, the Mabit brings the Meridik Araya. The Luchas came down, yes? We saw the Luchas. We saw the Luchas Eidos. We saw Mesh Rabbeinu, we saw those Luchas. Whether it was the first ones, which are broken, or the second ones, which we kept. What did the Luchas look like? Famous Vart von Mabit in Beis Elokim. He said that there were two luchos, yeah? There was luchos. One side was starting from Anoichi bin Adam Lemokim, Anoichi, Ayyeh, Leisiso, etc., Shabbos, Kabet. And the other side was the bin Adam Lachaveiroi, Lesitzach, Lesinaf, Lesignaif. The other side. Now, if you look at the two luchos, that seems very odd. Because the right hand side was full of Anoichi, look at all the words in the Tzad Yamin, in the right hand side of the Olam Hakim. It's many, many words and many, many letters. On the other side, what have you got? You've just got two words. Lesitza, Lesignoi, Lesignoi, Isane. Just two words. It must have looked very odd. So one side was full. Imagine you've got your Lukas here. We saw this, yeah? One side was full of writing. And the other side just got a few little letters on. It looks sort of out of place. It's not very symmetrical at all. Says them a bit. You know the answer is that the other side was much bigger letters. It filled up the whole thing. So this was the small print. The Adon Mokim was a small print. And Adon Chaveiro was a very, very big print. So what did we see when we saw the Luchos? What stuck out at us? What caught our attention? It was Adon Chaveiro, which was highlighted. That's what made an impression on us. Yeah, you looked a bit closer and you could read the small print of the Tzad Adon Mokim as well. But the ikka was that's something else which we got a very strong message at the time. And Kiyodua the Rosh in Mishnais writes that the Rebbeinu Shlom gives more chashivas to Mitzvah Don L'Chaveiroi than Mitzvah Don L'Mokai. They are more choshev v'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Losh of the Rosh. I've got to quote it here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chofetz yoyseh b'mitzvah yaseh b'hem gam rotzen habriyos. If you do a mitzvah, which not only you're doing it, it's a mitzvah of gemes chasadim, which affects other people as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants those more chofetz yoyseh, the Lashon of Rishon. Chofetz yoyseh. You've got a choice which mitzvah to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prefers and wants more the mitzvah of ben Adam l'chaveiroi, more than the mocha. Because I'll say the Torah is tchilosek gemes chasadim, the Sefer Gemilas Chasodin. It begins with HaKadosh Baruch Hu clothing Adam and Chava, who were in a desperate matzah, they needed clothes. They were Oro Mekz Bachle. And it finishes with HaKipoyer Oysa Bega HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechved Matzah Buried Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how it finishes. So the Torah which we're getting, there's lots in the middle, lots of mitzvahs and everything, Abba, Tchilosek Gemilas Chasodin. So the Gaon said, what does this mean? You know, you take a book, you want to check out the book. So what do? You look at the introduction, gives you a taste. You look at the conclusion, and you see Baruch what the book's about. That's how you know. You haven't got time to go through the whole thing. That's how you get the picture. Torah Tchilasa Gemilas Chasadim. Torah is time to tell you this is what it's all about. Tchila Gemilas Chasadim, Veseifa Gemilas Chasadim. Now you know what. The rest in the middle is all. The focus is all about that. V'dosa Deikin. Tchilasa Gemilas Chasadim, Veseifa Gemilas Chasadim. And Panovich Rav Zechayin Nevracha, when he made Yeshivas Panovich after the war, took upon himself a huge financial oil. He was making the yeshiva. At the same time, he also made the bote ovois for Nebuch, for these children who came, refugees after the war, didn't their parents learn, and he did that as well. And obviously, he had to juggle both. Someone said to him, well, why don't you first finish off your yeshiva? And then you can start, you know, you're not managing to handle both at the same time. The huge financial oil that you got. Do that first and then continue. So he said, Vashdeisanish, he said, Torah Tchilasa Gemilas Chasadim. If you want the yeshiva to be matzliach, if you want Torah to be matzliach, it has to go hand in hand in Gemilas Chasadim. It has to go together. I can't say to do the Torah and then do Gemilas Chasadim. Faket. It starts with and it finishes with. And it's a sandwich. The Gemilas Chasadim is the Torah in the middle. But what's a sandwich? The bread. The taste in the middle gives the taste. But you've got the sandwich, which is. And that's the limit here. Always, Torah gets zamed gemilas chasadim. I saw a beautiful mice about the stipler zochayin bracha. That there was a young man who was looking for esrog, looking for lulav. Looking for Mnebrak, walking up and down. You know, it's like that. He wants to have a perfect lulav. Has to be green. Has to be strong. Has to be fat. It's close completely to the top. Perfect lulav. So you've got thousands of yungalites all looking for the few lulavim like that which there are. So. He was walking around from one store to another, and suddenly he sees the stipler coming. So people make the way. The stipler comes along with a stick, shuffles along, walks up to this stall, and looking at the lulavim, and he picks out lulav. Oh, looks at a smile on his face, goes over to the salesman. How much is it? 50 shekel, whatever it is. Pays him the money and walks off. Everyone's standing around there amazed. He couldn't believe it, you know. He's sure that he's checked this stall 3 times already. He's been through the whole lot, spent hours here. And Mamsha Moifas, Stipler comes along and he finds a lot of immediately. Finds a lot of immediately. Stipler's a lot of. But later on in the afternoon, he met one of the Enikach of the Stipler and said, I must tell you Moifas about your Zeda. I saw him. He came along and immediately he found a lot of that he wanted. Mamsha, can imagine the Stipler's lot of. He said, ah, you think that's a Moifas? He said, go to my Zeda's house. And you see, there's a box full of lulavim there. Box full. You know what the story is? He said, he comes along looking for lulav. And he picks up, he goes along. He can't find anything. Now, if he doesn't take anything, then people will say, ah, the stipler's passed all this lulavim. There's nothing here. And the poor man, the poor says, what's he going to do? So every store that he goes to, he always buys a lulav. As long as I've got one, sure, people will know, stipler found something here. It's worthwhile looking here. He'll attract people to this place. And he's got a whole box of them at home. He's still looking for them. He's still looking for his lulav. But he won't, chas v'shalom, cause another yid to have any bad feelings or any pain. You need a lulav? Fine. Does Netman from the Gedolei Yisrael. Now, I finish off with my favorite vort from the Chofetz Chaim, which is so relevant on this inyan. It's time. 5 minutes. Time for story as well? Right. Now, in Parshas Ekev, the Torah tells us the mitzvah of Olachta b'drochav, lo leches b'chol d'rochav. So the pasuk towards the end of the parsha, la'avos Hashem elokeichem, lo leches b'chol d'rochav lo dov kavoy. So Rashi says, what does it mean lo leches b'chol d'rochav? So we all know, mahu rachum, af ato rachum. We have to follow in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like he's merciful, we've got to be merciful. Mahu chanun, af ato chanun. Everything like Baruch Hu does, tovos for the bria, we've got to emulate that, follow his ways. That's what Rashi said. Now this Rashi is a Pella. Why is it a Pella? It's a Mam Chazal. Tell you why it's a Pella. Because this Pasuk, L'lechas b'chol d'rochav, is the third time that it's repeated in the Parshas Ekev. Why did Rashi wake up now, the third time, to tell you what it means? How are you supposed to know the first time and the second time? Isn't it normal that you explain it the first time and the second time? Why did he wait till the third time? Halei Dovahu. Good question. You have a look. Only here, when it comes to, it's Kapitel Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chof Beis. Look it up. That's where Rashi says it. Hu rachmat ba'ato tei rachm. Hu goyim el chasodim, ba'ato goyim el chasodim. What's the pshat? So I want to answer it like this. The Chofetz Chaim says something amazing. Mamash, you need a Ruach HaKodesh to say this. Pasht does it. He said, if you look in the three places that the Torah mentions this, yeah, the first time is Kapitel Ches, Pasuk Vav, and there it says, "Mishamarta v'zitzos Hashem lekecha," you should keep them. It says, "Lelaches bidrochav oleyira isai," "Lelaches bidrochav oleyira isai." Fine, number one. Then again, Kapitel Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, right down the Mamakoy Miskadai, Kapitel Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, there it says, famous pasuk. That Israel, Ma Hashem lekecha shel meim, Kiim leyira Hashem lekecha, lo leches b'chol derachav, ul ava isai, etc. Again, lo leches b'chol derachav. Then again, the third time, pasuk I mentioned before, again lo leches b'chol derachav. Said the Chofetz Chaim, if you look carefully, you see an amazing thing. We know there's three madrigas. There's yira, yira shemayim. There's ava Hashem, and there's dveikus b'Hashem, which is the highest madriga. Mamish designed dovok to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch. So if we look at these psukim, you'll see that the Torah puts the word lo leches b'drochav at a different place every time. The first time it says, Shamatis Mr. Shem Lekecha, lo leches b'drochav ole yira isa. Which means you're not yet holding my Yira Shemayim. Do you know how to get to Yira Shemayim? You need to have lo leches mahu rachum afat rachum. You need midas toivais b'nod machaveira to get to Yira Shemayim. Number one. Next pasuk, there it says, ki'im lo yira Shem Lekecha, lo leches b'chol d'rochav, now it comes after Yira. After Yira. Before Ava. The third time, it says, La'ava Hashem lekechas, Elikam lekechem, La'lechas b'chol derochav, L'dov kavoy. Now after Ava, it's vital La'lechas b'chol derochav. So B'chol Tzchaim, a person might think, Avadi, you need Menom L'chaveiro to get to Yerushalayim. Once I'm in Yerushalayim, ready, ho, Echfish, and in the Himalayim, now I'm ready, Ahoy Chayid, I don't need that anymore. Now it's all about now it's umnam mokoyim and hoy chazachim. Yeah? No, you're making a mistake. You think you need that just to get to Yira, you need that to get from Yira to Ava as well. And you need it to get from Ava to Dveikus as well. A person shouldn't think that once I've got Ava Hashem to be dovok in the Rabbeinu Shalom, is like, no, me and the Rabbeinu Shalom. Forget about everybody else. Wrong. You can't get anywhere in Ruchnius without having Lelechas b'chol derochav. And that's why Rashi says it the third time. The Chiddush tell you, even the third time, also you can't even get to Dveikus Bashem without Mahu Goymul Chesed, Afato Goymul Chesed. It's Muzgim the whole way along, only when Gunas Chasod. So that's how I'm explaining where Rashi says the third time, to tell you, even at that stage, if you already said it the first time, you might have thought, then you need it. Or but the third time, it means something else. The third time, Lechaz Chod Rochav, after Avas Hashem, means a totally more Ruchimistic thing. No, it doesn't. It means be going with chesed and other briyas. That's the only way you can get there. And that's what we learned at Har Sinai when we saw the luchos in front of us with the big writing of another machaveira. There was one Sayyid sitting in a bus and an egged bus with the bus driver, and this Yid, Rahman al-Nitzlan, was handicapped. And he saw the bus driver stop. And like, you know, if those of you remember the good old days when there was buses in Rehov Yafo next to Machne Yehuda, and this old lady started struggling to get on the bus with her two baskets full of fruit and vegetables. And she was taking time, you know, one basket and one step, next basket, next step. And the bus driver called out to her, no, talikwa, no, get on ready, why are you keeping the whole bus waiting? Shouted at her. So this he said, hold on a second, said the bus driver. Why don't you get up and give her a hand? Give her a hand, help her with the things. I'll tell you why, he said. Because if you give her a hand, you put out your hand, that's yad, and she'll give you her basket with her hand, that's another yad. Yad and yad makes yadid. That's how you create friendship in Klal Yisrael. And not only that, but yadid is gematria, yud dalet, 14 and 14 is 28. That's koyach. That's the koyach of Klal Yisrael. That gives strength to Klal Yisrael when we help each other, and that's how you have the yadidus. So, that was the story. Okay. A few weeks later, he himself is handicapped, he was standing at the bus stop. And the bus drew up, and often not easy to get on the bus. And the doors open, and the bus driver bounced down the stairs, and he gives him a hand. He said, come, let me give you a hand, and helps him onto the bus. So he says, thank you very much. So the bus driver says, I tell you, I was not always like this. But I had a story a few weeks ago, this bus driver says, that someone was on the bus, and he told me that if you stretch out your hand to another yid, and another yid gives you a hand, then it makes yadid, and yadid is koyach. And I found this very interesting, and I went and asked a chacham, Is it true? Is it true? Yeah, that's yad and yad, he did and kerch. He said, yes, definitely, for sure. So since then, I always do that. Since then, I always try and help people in any way that I can, assist them to give this yad and yad, and he did us, give the yidus and kerch of klal Yisrael. So this yid, who originally told him, what happens? You stretch out your hand to help another, but he tried to help that old lady, and that same yad came back to him. But that's how it goes. One hand helps the other hand, and that makes klal Yisrael, gives them the kerch. And I'll tell you something. We spoke about the three madrigas, how you get from Yira to Ava to Dveikus. If you take the word you did, I haven't got a board here, in square letters, Yud, Dalet, Yud, Dalet. Now, all you have to do is add three little lines. Next to the Dalet, add a hay on this side, comes a hay. The next Yud, add a little line to lengthen it, comes a Vav. The next one, add a hay. Three little lines, change it from you did to Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. That's all you need to add. Because that represents these three madrigas. The madrigas of Yira, Ava, and Dveikus. Each one leads up to the next one. Just that's the line connecting. What connects the Yira to the Ava? The Yidus. What connects the Ava to the Dveikus? That. Those three lines bring a Yid closer to Kodesh Baruch. Those are the three lessons I think we can learn from Muhammad Har Sinai. And that mit Shem b'zoich to Emsa Kabbalah Satayra. Amen.